Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there's really three possibilities for that. The first is purely pragmatic, that Ruud's cross-examination was incredibly brief at court now unawares, and he literally needs the extra time with the public holiday coming up to prepare his final witnesses. Finally, there might be flip sides of a coin. Either you've got a smoking gun that's about to come out on Monday, which I think is unlikely or probably would have come out already, or you have the states feeling not so confident with their case so far, feeling that they've had a bad week and that they perhaps really need to take a long, hard look at the case and how they're going to proceed going forward.
Here's legal analyst Kelly Phelps explaining why she thinks the prosecution in this case asked for an early adjournment this week, postponing the continuation of the trial until next week, the Oscar Pistorius trial. Number 10 of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. If you want to look it up, checking out what's going on in the world of talk radio with our TRCS for this week. The Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 21st of March. Reviewing the top 10 talk topics in radio determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there. Talkers Television is there. This week, the Oscar Pistorius trial is in the number 10 spot. March Madness, no surprise there, number 9 on the countdown. So let's listen to a couple of hosts talking about math here. Ro Khan and Christiana Filaggi have mathematician Jeffrey Bergen on. They talk about a contest where you could win $1 billion.
I think the thing that caught everybody's attention was this billion-dollar challenge that Warren Buffett, along with a company that does mortgages, decided to put out this billion-dollar challenge. Anybody who gets this thing right, they go on the website and they fill out a bracket and they get 100% on the bracket, then they get $1 billion.
Wow.
Now, Jeffrey is here to explain to us that you could try this all day long, and it won't work, because the chance, give me that number there, Jeff.
Well, I don't want to be a party pooper, because I want people to have fun with this, but if you're just guessing, your chances of winning are about 1 in 9 quintillion. A quintillion is a 9 followed by 18 zeros. So, in particular, it would be easier to buy one ticket to Mega Millions and one ticket to Powerball and win both.
Right.
Wah, wah.
I'll take that.
But presumably, many of the 15 million entrants, assuming there are 15 million entrants, are going to know something about basketball, and they're not going to be guessing. I mean, they're going to know that in the men's tournament, a 1 has never lost to a 16. They're going to know that 2s rarely lose to 15s, although they have happened, you know, occasionally. And
you always got to choose one of those, though. In every bracket, you got to choose one of those upsets in the first round, because it's invariable there will be an upset.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. I mean, that's sort of where, you know, the history of the tournament comes in and your own intuition comes in.
Yeah.
But
so given knowledge of basketball, what's the number there?
Right. I would say it gets it down to about 1 in 128 billion.
1 in 128
oh, that's
billion.
That's much better.
Right.
Can I just say, I don't know anything about basketball. I always fill out a bracket, and no matter who I'm doing it with, I almost always come in first place.
Doctor, what do you make of this?
You should play the lottery.
Yeah. I don't think. And by the way, I would like to challenge her assertion that she always wins. But that's.
I'm always at the top. I'm always one of the leader people.
Mm-hmm. And now, let's say there are 15 million entrants. I don't know where you came up with this, but if there's 15 million brackets filled out by people guessing, then
The 15 million number is actually the limit that Quicken Loans is allowing into the into the billion-dollar challenge. So if you had 15 billion entrants all guessing, then the chances of there being a perfect bracket gets down to 1 in 600 billion. Still essentially impossible, but it gets interesting if you've got 15 million entrants who know something about basketball and there aren't too many upsets in the tournament, then things... They're not going to get too sticky for Mr. Buffett, but it starts getting interesting.
So if all 15 million brackets are filled up by people with knowledge of basketball, then the chances of there being a perfect bracket is 1 in 8,500, though.
Right. So that, and again, the 1 in 8,500 is sort of a worst-case scenario for Mr. Buffett. So even in the worst-case scenario, he still has about a 99.99% chance of not paying out the billion.
Up next, Fred Phelps is dead. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues as it normally does.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen, back again with the next item, which is number 8 on the countdown, the death of Fred Phelps. And if you don't know who Fred Phelps is, I guess maybe hate. If I put one word together, Fred Phelps equals hate. Here's a host named Scott Pizant talking to a caller about the fact that many people are happy about this guy kicking the bucket.
From Bogalusa, Elton.
No, what I was calling to comment about was the preacher you was talking about, him and his followers.
Yeah, Fred Phelps Sr. of the Westboro Baptist Church.
Should we celebrate because he's dying? No, we shouldn't. I mean, I'm saying that as a Christian and one who loves the Bible and believes in what it says. And it teaches us that we should love the sinners or the ones that do wrong, but hate what they do.
Yeah, I understand that, but I have to admit that as a human, I really don't like this guy, and I don't like what his church stands for, and I have constantly talked about them, because to me, it's just a very vicious hate group, although they haven't been officially designated a hate group. And I joined in with a lot of people when it was announced that Fred Phelps Sr., the founder of the Westboro Baptist Church, is close to death in a hospice in Kansas. The internet is filled with excitement over his death. And I struggle with that as a Catholic and as a Christian. I know we're not supposed to want somebody to die.
It is a struggle because you have the hate of what he's doing. Very much.
And there were a lot of people who celebrated the death of Osama bin Laden.
I was on the air in another city when Timothy McVeigh was executed, and the radio show that I did, we had a public celebration with a birthday cake and candles and ice cream, and it was a big public celebration of Timothy McVeigh's death.
The Seattle helicopter crash, number 7. Here on the Countdown Show, host Dory Monson with the former television helicopter pilot Clark Stahl. They discuss this crash that took place in Seattle earlier this past week.
Do you have any guesses, any idea of what could have gone so horribly wrong?
Boy, you know, there's only really about two things that come to mind. There are a couple more, of course, but they're so remote as not even want to mention them. But one is some sort of a catastrophic mechanical failure as he was lifting off the roof. You know, you can't rule that out, and that's what the NTSB will be looking at immediately. A number of the eyewitnesses reported seeing the helicopter start to spin. Well, what that would indicate is there's very possibly some sort of a problem with the anti-torque system, that being the tail rotor. It provides thrust to correct for the power being used, and if that system fails for some reason, then you're going to start to spin. And a critical part of helicopter operations, or any aircraft operations for that matter, is the takeoff and the landing. And five stories above Broad Street, coming off that rooftop, there are very few situations that are more critical. So if something catastrophic went wrong with the mechanics of the aircraft, then obviously it's a major, major problem. The other thing is, of course, the aircraft could have impacted something. I've noticed, I've been retired now for a little over a year, but boy, it seemed like every other week they were putting up a new construction crane, a new building goes up here, a new building goes up there, and the window of operation to land and take off from those rooftop helipads downtown has become more and more restricted. And of course, the higher the buildings, the more that affects the wind and all the other factors down there. So there's a number of things that they'll be looking at, but I would suspect some sort of either mechanical failure or impact with some sort of an object either coming off the roof or could even possibly be a bird strike. You just don't know at this point.
Talk Radio Countdown Show up, let's see here, to number 6. Winter weather again. Global warming again. Host Rich Zeoli talking about the strange turn the debate over climate change has taken in the past short while.
The big thing, you have this professor at some university right now who actually is arguing that those people who deny climate change should actually be prosecuted. Should you be prosecuted for a crime of endangering public safety? His argument is that if you deny the effects of what a volcano could do and people die, then you're liable for a crime.
Science.
It's about science. It's about science. And furthermore to that point, by the way, there's websites like Reddit that are banning people who disagree with climate change. They become deniers. You can't post comments on their site. You have companies like Apple telling investors, if you don't believe in climate change, please don't buy our products. Literally, like, if you don't believe in climate change, don't buy the new iPhone. And you have this movement now that is not a movement that says, let's engage in the healthy debate, in the democracy of ideas, let's shut down debate. And it's coming from the left. And you know, this is one of those things where I will say that if you are a classical liberal in the sense of believing in freedom, then you should be appalled at what's happening, because it is the left now, the modern day left, that is intolerant of debate on issues that they feel are anti-science. Intolerant to the point of beyond just saying you're a dope, you're a creationist, you're someone who's a redneck drinking Schlitz malt liquor in the backwoods or mama's moonshine, you are now a danger to society and you should be shut down, shunned from society. I'm of the opinion, by the way, that you can have an absolutely wonderful debate about climate change. You can have an absolute debate over the merits of whether or not it's man-made versus what I heard one scientist in Scotland say recently, that it is completely about the sun and solar spotting. You can have a debate about whether or not this is being used by people like Al Gore and others to make lots of money for themselves. You can have a debate about whether or not the notion of climate change is being used by some people to advance big government and increase budgets and government power. You can have those debates. Or at least I think you should be able to have those debates. Unfortunately, many people on the left now will argue that you are a threat to society and need to be shut down. This professor arguing that you should be essentially jailed. And he acknowledges, by the way, in his piece that, yes, you know, it is a violation of the First Amendment to lock people up for their ideas, but he doesn't care because his point is it's such a danger to society to have people out there arguing that climate change isn't real, that should trump public safety, should trump the free exchange of ideas.
Up next, midterm elections, and Toyota pays a big fine here on the Countdown Show for this week.
Don't don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're monitoring what's going on in the world of conversation radio and television. That is talk about the news. I'm Doug Steffen, so that's why we call this Talk Radio Countdown Show number 5 this week in focus. The midterm elections coming up this fall, and then pushing it ahead to the 2016 presidential race. Here's host Ben Shapiro talking to Ken Vogel from Politico.com about the money that's already flying around Washington for the upcoming election season.
How much money are these consultants being paid, you know, on a campaign by campaign basis as a general matter to do the job that they've done on the Republican side of the aisle?
Well, some of these consulting firms can make hundreds of millions of dollars on a presidential campaign. Certainly that's sort of the pinnacle. But now you throw in some of these outside groups that were empowered by Citizens United and some of the legislation that sort of pushed money and power from inside the party system and the campaign system to these outside groups. And you have firms that are juggling clients, including congressional campaigns, presidential campaigns, outside groups, and party work all at once. And so we see, for example, on the Republican side in 2012, there were a few firms that made $300 million, that broke the $300 million threshold. That's really unheard of. And it has created sort of this privatized brain trust, a permanent political class of folks who, no matter who wins or loses, really remain with a great deal of power and a great deal of money from this power. And there are certainly folks who felt that they were kind of shut out, and that the Tea Party, for all the grassroots sort of energy that it brought to the Republican Party and to the conservative movement, didn't really have a say in some of the ultimate decisions that were made because they were made by this privatized brain trust of campaign consultants who remain in power and remain in the cash flow today, despite their rather poor track record in 2012.
Discussion of cars and their problems, number 4 here on the show this week. News anchor John O'Connor talking to reporter Hannah Lane about the details of the announcement, the billion-dollar settlement that Toyota has agreed to.
Toyota has now agreed to pay $1.2 billion and admit it misled the public about its vehicle's safety. Really, this all started with a Montgomery connection.
Yes, John. It's believed much of the outcome with the criminal investigation was made possible due to a lawsuit handled by local law firm Beasley Allen. Attorneys represented two families in Oklahoma who took on the corporation in October of last year and won. The jury then found the company to have acted with reckless disregard for the rights of others. The Department of Justice agreed, saying today that Toyota lied to the public and the government and conducted a cover-up. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the company protected its brand ahead of its own customers and misled the public about safety issues behind recalls. Attorney J.R. Beasley says this is another step to providing comfort to families who lost loved ones and hopefully to hold corporations accountable.
That is a very significant thing because they admitted liability, admitted fault, and this is the first time that that's happened in a criminal plea. Most of the time they plead guilty, but under the agreement they say we really didn't do anything wrong. But here they know they did.
The company is also charged with wire fraud. John, that $1.2 billion is the largest criminal penalty imposed on a car company in U.S. history.
Okay, Hannah, thank you. And the government now looking into General Motors' actions involving safety and recent recalls. It's believed this investigation and finding will provide a template for authorities pursuing that case against GM.
So the Toyota settlement and the GM recall, the fourth most talked about item this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Let's recap the countdown numbers starting at 10, Oscar Pistorius. Number 9, March Madness. Number 8, Fred Phelps. Number 7, the helicopter crash. Number 6, weather and global warming. Number 5, the midterm elections. The car settlements for Toyota, GM's recall. What'll come out of that? Number 4, number 3... Oops, wait a minute, we're not there yet. And number 2 and number 1. Get them all in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, next half hour devoted to numbers 3, 2, and 1 in the countdown this week, ending Friday the 21st of March. Number 3, healthcare. Here's host Frank Beckman with Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, one of the advisors to the president on the Affordable Care Act. They discuss the changes that the doctor sees coming to insurance companies.
You said, look, everybody complains about their insurance. Don't worry about it. It's not going to be there for long.
Well, it doesn't mean that they're not going to be covered. Insurance companies, I say, aren't going to be there in their current format. The fact is that insurance companies are going to have to evolve or they're going to go extinct. And I think the evolution is going to be that they're going to combine the insurance function, that is managing the money, with the function of actually delivering the care. Not only are insurance companies going to do that, but your local health systems, whether it's Henry Ford Hospital or the University of Michigan out there in Michigan, they're going to begin offering insurance. And employers are going to be able to directly contract with them, or they're going to be listed on the exchange. And so people are going to get their care. They're going to have a choice between a insurance company delivering the care or one of these traditional providers that they know.
Aren't they already doing that now, though, Dr. Emanuel?
Who's the they? The insurance companies?
No.
Most of them are doing
it. The University of Michigan, Henry Ford Health System, they all have their own health plans.
Exactly. So I think that's part of the evolution, and we're going to see that competition heat up a lot more intensely.
What will it look like in the future? I mean, what will replace traditional health insurance as we know it today?
Well, I think you're going to select between insurance companies and these health systems, where the insurance company doesn't just pay premium to them. They also will employ doctors and hospitals directly. And so you will get, Blue Cross services directly.
Mm-hmm. The hospitals themselves, how will they change? How will their services?
Well, you're going to directly get care from the hospital, and they're also going to provide the insurer. You know, this happens out in California and other places with Kaiser or Group Health of Puget Sound in the Seattle area, where you pay them and they have a network of doctors and hospitals that they directly own, and you get care from within that network. And so I sometimes refer to this as the Kaiserification of American healthcare.
The critics will say, look, this was the plan all along to move us toward universal health care, that we want to eliminate the insurance companies and basically wind up with the government offering all the services in a single-payer system. Is that where we're headed?
No, absolutely not. This is not about single-payer. This is about competing private systems. As I mentioned, the University of Michigan or Henry Ford, they're private. They're not the federal government, and they're going to compete along with the regular insurance companies to provide you care. And by the way, this was not in the plan. It's not something I thought of while we were working on it. It's something that came to me years after seeing how systems were evolving, how they were beginning to make larger health systems with hospitals affiliating and doctors working for hospitals. So it's one of the evolutions, and I think it was far from predictable.
Here's host Tony Cruz with political analyst Dr. Hassan Giordano. They discuss the politics behind what has changed most recently in the affordable health care world.
What's happening now?
Well, right now, I think the Democrats are just running scared, and this worries me. This new, especially this new hardship loophole that they kind of factored in to the law. I mean, we've seen already the employer mandate delayed, the insurers delayed, current policy extended, and you know, looking at politics, when you pass the bill, you have the implementation versus the enforcement. Now, true, the implementation sometimes can vary beyond the law, but I think this new hardship loophole kind of speaks to the unconstitutionality of this administration trying to doctor the law that Congress passed, although 4 years ago, that would essentially hurt the American people even more. Mm-hmm. And I think the courts know that the courts are likely to strike this down.
Now, when you say the courts are likely to strike this down, are you talking about both the employer mandate that was dropped back in December for another year or two, and also the then the current individual mandate where you could keep your plan that we didn't let you keep, which they can't change anyway? That's all rhetoric. Because right now, if you're Humana, you don't have the old plan. You had to get rid of the old plan. It's just ludicrous to even bring it up.
It really is. And now, I mean, you see the Congressional Budget Office readjusted its numbers from 800,000 full-time jobs they estimated that the Unaffordable Care Act would take away from Americans. They went up to 2.5 million jobs being lost by 2024. Even Unite Here, a liberal union, wrote a scathing letter to congressional Democrats, actually moaning the ACA, and it says that it threatens the middle class and higher premiums, loss of hours, as well as jobs. So now even the unions who were behind the president, behind Democrats, behind Obamacare, are now running scared, and that's a problem.
That leads us to number two. Russia and the Ukraine will discuss that next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We will continue.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard-of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Up to number two on this week's countdown, Russia and the Ukraine. Here's host Ray Dunaway talking to Lee Munsell from Politico.com about the president's sanctions against Russia and some of the Russian responses that have occurred, shown up, if you will, on social media.
Instantly, because of the magic of Twitter and all that, a number of Russian officials who do not have accounts in the United States were going, like, that's going to hurt. What exactly is going on?
Yeah, well, the president suggested, or he passed 11 Russian and Ukrainian officials. So that was kind of the big news, that those sanctions were going to happen. As you said, financial ones, accounts and such, and potentially some travel as well. There would be some sanctions on that. So Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, is going to make a speech, and that's kind of his... his next step is that he's going to talk to try and make his point. So that'll happen. And then also Vice President Biden is on his way to some U.S. allies. So Poland, he's on his way to Poland and Lithuania. So those are kind of the moving parts right now.
I guess the bottom line, Lee, aside from sanctions and whatever else you may be able to do, and the president hinted yesterday, well, there may be more to come, just watch this space. There are limited steps you can take, are there not, if you are the United States? I mean, I don't think anybody here has an appetite for sending troops in there.
Yeah, definitely. And the president has been really careful to avoid red lines in this scenario. If you remember the Syrian chemical weapons issue, there was a red line on the use of chemical weapons, and then we kind of boxed ourselves into a corner as far as what we could do from a foreign policy standpoint. So moving on, there's less of a appetite in this case, especially to get involved when Russia is being aggressive, and to have any sort of military presence. There's not really an appetite for that, as you said. So right now, Obama's terms for lifting the sanctions are that Russian troops have to return to their bases in Crimea and then start a government with the government in Kiev. So those two things need to happen for these sanctions to be lifted. But President Putin accepted this vote that had happened over the weekend in Crimea for them to be autonomous. So he is already kind of flouting the international community's perspective on this. Almost no one is accepting that as a valid vote, but President Putin is jumping on that as a reasoning for why his troops are there. So it's already, you know, it's not a lot better than it was, you know, a couple weeks ago, especially after this vote. So the sanctions have started now and potentially will continue.
Talk host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking to Senator John McCain about Russia's retaliatory sanctions against the U.S., which included some sanctions against him.
There's some news out of Washington about Senator John McCain. He joins us. Senator, how are you today?
I'm very terribly upset and just saddened. I can't tell you what a traumatic experience it is for me to be sanctioned by Vladimir Putin.
You've been banned from Russia.
banned from Russia, and so spring break in Siberia is now off. My shares in Gazprom have been taken away, and my secret bank account in Moscow has been frozen.
And you can't hang out with the owner of the Brooklyn Nets now either. Come on.
Jeez.
That's right. And at war, Vlad, you know, Vlad and I, we, you know, both ex-military guys and all that. He's KGB. I was in the Secret Service myself. And so we have a lot in common.
How did you get banned? Why you?
Because they view me as one of their greatest, if not enemy, certainly adversary. Some years ago, Putin said, my two biggest problems are Chechnya and McCain. They have resented my depiction of Vladimir Putin for exactly what he is. President Obama thought he could work with him. Remember, reset button. Remember, tell Vladimir that after I'm reelected, I'll be more flexible. Remember that? Well, I always knew him for what he is. He's a KGB colonel apparatchik that wants to regain the Soviet empire.
This whole Ukraine-Crimea thing does not surprise you, then. You kind of sort of saw this years ago.
I predicted that he would go into Crimea if he thought that he had lost Ukraine, because there's the major Russian naval base in Sevastopol, which provides Russia access to the Mediterranean, would be in jeopardy. So he did what he did in order to maintain control of that, of Crimea, where that base is located. And he thought he could do it without paying a heavy penalty. And apparently that's the case, because the president is not even taking steps to try to give the Ukrainians some defensive weapons. And by the way, Ukraine, after the downfall of the Soviet Union, had nuclear weapons.
Right.
They gave up those nuclear weapons in return for pledge of territorial integrity, including Crimea, for Ukraine. Now, think of what Putin's decisions would have been if Ukraine hadn't given up their nuclear weapons. I think he would have been a little more careful. But by the way, he's now out just on the borders of eastern Ukraine. He is talking about places like Moldova, Latvia, and Estonia.
So he might not be done.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like he's done at all then.
Yeah.
He may not be.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about what, if anything, we ought to be doing regarding Russia and the Ukraine.
This is part of Russia, Ukraine, and Crimea problem. The international people should stay out of it and see what they do, because the vote, I believe the vote was legal. And I believe Putin invaded Crimea because Russia have a lot of investment, a lot of money in that certain part of the area. But what you need to do, since 97% of the people voted to be in Russia, just split Crimea in half. And half for Russia, half for Ukraine. And just let the international people in the United States just stay out of it, but create sanctions for the way Putin invaded Ukraine. See, just stay out of it and see what's going on.
Ukraine's important for U.S. interests, and why it is important that we do something regarding this issue. And it starts in the Caspian Basin, and it starts with the oil resources that exist, namely in Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, and then on the western side of the Caspian of Azerbaijan. And there's pipelines that go through there called the BTC, the Baku, Azerbaijan, Tbilisi, Georgia, and then this pipeline goes all the way down to Ceyhan, Turkey, out into the Mediterranean. It would be quite important, and it's actually very much in U.S. and Western interest to get that pipeline to cut straight west through Georgia out of the port at Poti and across the Black Sea into the Ukraine, and that would be that direct line of getting those gas resources into Western Europe. And that's important because what it allows us to do is diversify and weaken the Russian monopoly on selling their gas resources into Europe.
I've known a lot of Ukrainians for 30 and 40 years, and there's no way that these people are this is a put-up job. These people are very proud of their country. That'd be like somebody coming into America and saying, hey, don't you want to become part of Russia? Just like, give me a break.
All right, let's move ourselves into number one, the mystery of the missing plane. That's in the focus. That's number one. That's up next here on the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Back into the final piece of the countdown show for this week. Doug Steffen here. Number one, no surprises, the search for Flight 370, Malaysian airliner that's been gone for almost, what, 2 weeks now? Eric Zorn from the Chicago Tribune talks to host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder about the way the news media has been covering this search for the missing plane.
CNN is—they are wall-to-wall yep. speculation about the Malaysian plane. It's a you know, potentially very tragic story, almost certainly a tragic story.
Right.
I haven't heard the news. There's been news this morning. I've been in a,
out of Australia.
There were two plane parts that were spotted. They're not quite sure. They haven't released any more information.
But they spotted some things about a couple days afterwards, and they said, no, and it's just some logs. Or
and what about the fishermen? Did you see the story the other day? There's two fishermen fishing somewhere who say that they saw the plane go over their heads as they were fishing.
But how would they know?
It's impossible to know. You can't. When a plane goes over your head, you look up and you go, "Well, there it is. There's a plane." But you don't know if it's that plane.
Was it right over their heads?
I don't know.
Well, maybe it was at that specific time, though.
Or maybe that maybe planes never fly over there. Maybe these guys fish there every day and they've never seen a plane. Suddenly there was one out of the blue. That's why they remember it.
Except that story was one of many that becomes so important, and then 20 minutes later it's buried. It's nowhere.
This is ratings gold, by the way. All this talk right now, people all over Chicago are turning up their radios.
Well, we want to know. That's what the problem is about 24-hour. News services is you just the only thing you can do is speculate.
Yeah.
But remember how, like a couple years ago, we could all make fun of Nancy Grace for devoting her entire life to one story, but now all the networks are doing that. They're just all over this one story, and it's a great story to be all over. But there's just
isn't that great a story to be all over in my view because it doesn't really change that much. I try to check in like once a day. Do they know anything new?
Right.
And if I just see them going, you know, showing that there's that picture, that little snip on the news of the woman. The family member who's like weeping and wailing.
Right. That's who I'm concerned about.
That was the tragedy porn and but they keep showing that over and over again. What else do they have? They don't have anything.
Well, so. You're getting bands of conspiracy theorists who love stuff
aliens.
Like this, and then there's plenty of people, honestly, Wendy,
where to go?
Who won't count out that sort of thing, that it went through some kind of time space continuum rift, or that aliens somehow absorbed the plane,
like Lost.
I'm still, yeah.
Where's the wreckage? Where is the wreckage? Why right. were the phones ringing?
CNN's ratings have gone through the roof on it. People sit there and watch it over and over again. I mean, and they, you know, someone else tweeted, like, I think CNN took the plane.
It would help them. But there's been nights.
Hangar in Atlanta.
On Piers Morgan, there have been nights where the first half hour is a panel of five aviation experts, and the second half hour is a panel of five other aviation experts. And when the hour is done, you don't know any more than you knew at the beginning of the hour, because they don't know. It's just all speculation.
Host Martin Kilcoyne and Randy Naughton with CNN's Don Lemon about the many different theories that have shown up. What might have happened to the plane? What could have happened to the plane? What yada, yada, yada.
One of our poll questions recently was asking people their theory regarding Flight 370. Do you think the pilot landed it somewhere in a remote location? We had 31% who said they believe that. Was it hijacked in some way and it has crashed at this point? 44%. Meanwhile, we gave a third option. Unexplainable event, it will forever remain a mystery, which initially we would have said, that is just nuts. That's just stupid. You're a weirdo.
Was that the volcano?
No, 25%, though. One-fourth believe it's just sort of an unexplained mystery. And again, early on we would have said, well, that's just silly talk. But now I think people are starting to give that some credence. In fact, we have audio. Don, you had a guess, and that was one of the theories.
Brad, I'm glad you brought that up. Because we have been talking about this, I've been getting questions from viewers on social media, through email, and even on the streets. People are saying to me, why aren't you talking about the possibility, and I'm just putting it out there, that something odd happened to this plane, something beyond our understanding. Have you dealt with that on your show, and are you surprised that people are raising those questions?
Listen, when you do a show like Decoded, no one gets crazier email than me.
All right, that was Brad Meltzer from Decoded, one of your guests. And so this theory now that something mysterious happened, I actually think it's picked up a little steam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a lot of criticism for that. I wasn't saying, people were saying, Don Lemon says, it's really weird. Think about it. Listen to my question. I said, are you surprised that people are saying that and are positing those theories? I didn't say that there was supernatural, that it was. I just asked the question because it's Brad Meltzer from Decoded.
The search for the airliner, most talked about item this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Let's go from number 10 to number 1. The Oscar Pistorius trial is 10. March Madness celebration, 9. Death of Fred Phelps, number 8. Seattle helicopter crash, number 7. Winter weather, number 6. Midterm elections, number 5. The cars, Toyota specifically, and GM, in the number 4 position, Obamacare number 3, what's going on in the Ukraine number 2, and the flight of Malaysian Airlines number 370, the Boeing 777, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.